Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Look, I'll admit, we're not the most wholesome show in morning radio. Okay? Between Jose's drunk movie reviews, Brooke's rampant infidelity,
and
my extremely low-cut V-necks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I see nipple a lot.
Well, it's pretty much suspenders, bro. Yeah,
I mean, we're deviants.
Yes.
What can I say? But maybe the one redeeming thing about us is we all love Disney.
Yeah!
Oh, that's true.
Seriously.
For real.
Like,
who doesn't?
The songs, the bright colors.
Yep.
The devilishly handsome princes.
That's not why
me
I like
and you,
them.
Jeffrey. Let's
What's
do
not
this?
To love? And I know we're not alone. In fact, one of our listeners is a huge Disney fan too. His name's Kenny, and apparently Disney is what helped Kenny find a romantic connection.
Oh, wow.
Look at
that.
Awesome.
But he needs a little bit of help. That's why he emailed in to us. He's on the phone right now. Hey, Kenny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah. Well, you do sound like a Disney fan. You're so happy, Kenny.
I do. I love Disney. But I got to be honest, I like you guys, too. I mean, you're not so bad.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the second happiest place on Earth.
Are you trying to find your happily ever after, Kenny?
Yeah. If you could help me out, that would be so awesome.
I know a place that does that for very, very cheap, if you want to know.
We'll see how this goes today.
Okay. Let's just focus on the woman that you want to call today. What's her name?
All right. Her name is Steph.
Steph.
Yeah, Steph. And you know, you did mention that I'm into Disney, as I told you in my email. Mm-hmm. I met her on a Disney fan site, of all places.
Oh, you're that into Disney.
Oh.
I feel like you can't call yourself a fan of anything anymore unless it's like you live that life.
Unless you're on the site.
Yeah.
No, I, you know, it's not like it's a Disney dating, you know. It's a fan site, you know. Everybody's kind of nice. But occasionally there's like trolls that get on our site and they start posting like rude comments. You know,
well, you know what? Every Disney movie has a villain.
And those 8-year-olds
right.
can be really vicious sometimes. So I understand. What happened?
So this guy makes a post and he says that people without kids should be banned from going to the parks. You know,
that's ridiculous. It's for all ages.
Exactly. And that's what I said. You know, I clapped back and I just said, look, you know, Disney is for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have kids. And I go to the parks all the time. I even posted. I said, look, going to the parks without children is amazing.
Oh, I bet. I never thought of that.
You tell him.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to do that stupid teacup ride ever.
No. You move through the park so much faster.
Yeah.
You don't have to bend a bunch of money on souvenirs and extra food and stuff. You don't have to carry a lot.
Well, and getting on rides must be awesome, because normally when I'm with my family, it's like, oh, you need how many? 5? Okay, wait for the next one.
I know. I know, exactly. And sometimes you even get to cut up front. But, you know, I see these parents, and I got no problem with people with their children, but they're pushing a stroller and they're carrying all their stuff for their child, you know. And,
I mean, I feel like we're kind of derailing. Like, we understand how adamant you are. Where do you meet this woman? Where does she come in?
Sure. So I commented, you know, I'm defending going to Disney. And she actually saw that and messaged me. And she was like, hey, way to put this guy in his place. She actually called me a Disney prince.
Oh,
oh, wow.
She's got the moves.
She's on brand.
I
know. And so I thought that was kind of cute. And so, you know, we had a little side conversation. And eventually, we exchanged our Instagrams, and we started messaging back and forth.
Okay.
And after messaging so often, I decided to, one day, you know, ask her out.
Did you take her to Disneyland?
Oh.
Not yet. Not yet. I don't have that kind of budget.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I thought it'd be kind of cute. There's a mall nearby that I know has a Disney store. So I thought it'd be cute if we met up at the mall and like went to the Disney store, browse around.
Cute.
Did she like that idea?
She did, and she picked up this stuffed Lilo doll, you know, from that movie, Lilo and Stitch. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, I love that movie, you know, and I always wanted one of these. So I thought it'd be kind of cool. I bought it for her there.
Nice.
She was really happy about that.
And it's always cute, because, like, if the relationship works out, you have a memento from your first date.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And if it doesn't
that's
work
right.
out, you have something to destroy to help you get over it.
That's good, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a sweet, sweet moment.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, you know, I took her to a car and said goodnight. I went in to kiss her goodnight. I thought we had a good time. And she kind of a little backed away from the kiss, but she gave me a big, solid hug. And and then he said, would you like to hang out again? And she said, yeah. She was about a week and a half ago or so, and I haven't heard from her, you know?
All right, Prince Charming. You just hold on a second. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Princess Steph for you.
Oh, I like her.
And we'll see if we can get that glass slipper to fit, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
I meant that in a totally platonic way, okay?
Like
I promise.
No.
No, just a date. We'll find out. Hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're talking to Kenny, who's a big Disney fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very big.
And he took out Steph, who's a fellow Disney lover, on a romantic Disney date. They went to the Disney store at the mall where he bought her a Lilo doll. He even got a hug towards the end of the night. But you know, it's funny, Kenny, I rarely do this. I was looking back at your email though, and there's something you wrote there that you didn't bring up in the first part. And you mentioned in the email that you sang this song that's playing right now to each other at some point during the date. Is that true?
That's so cute.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little embarrassing, but, you know, sometimes just break out in song. We love these songs so much, and we were at dinner, and when they brought the dessert, you know, I just started singing Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins.
Will you sing it for us?
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she started singing with me, and we just had a blast. I mean, people were staring, obviously. People were staring at
this
us.
But it really makes you
Jose
happy.
Is so into this.
Like,
he's just so happy right now.
I just feel great after hearing that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's incredible. It's fantastic.
I'm with you. I think Disney is great, and I can get down on some Aladdin just like anybody. But I think
Or
The Little Mermaid, whatever. I like Disney. It's just, do you ever feel like maybe this was a little bit overboard and it was so Disney that it just came off as childish?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, the way she and I were talking, she was right there with me. She she said she's just as much a Disney fan as I am. I mean,
when you connect
with somebody on that level who likes Disney as much as you do, it's just awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
Good for you.
Well, let's try and connect with Steph on a phone level. So I'm going to dial her right now. And we'll try and get you a second date update, okay?
Try not to break into song, okay, when we're talking to her.
Do it.
No, you guys, stop.
Can I sing Lady in the Tramp?
No.
just wait till we talk to her first, and then maybe you can jump in, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm down the number now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steph?
Yeah. Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Prince Jeffrey.
Stupid.
And I work for a very magical radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Yeah.
I've never heard of you, Prince Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah.
You're not sweeping her off her feet, Jeffrey.
Okay. Well, somebody wished upon a star that I get in touch with you.
I like it.
Because you went on a date with them recently and you haven't been getting back. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry. This is just so strange. Like, is this like a prank?
Okay, no. It's not a prank.
No, it's not.
It's a lot of dumb jokes based on Disney, but it's not a prank.
No, they're not dumb, Brooke. These are clever.
They're awesome.
Okay.
They're Dumbo.
I'll simplify it down.
That's terrible.
We're doing something called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll contact that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Oh, it's a... interesting.
Yeah.
It's weird. We know.
It's much less whimsical when I describe it that way, but a guy reached out to us about you, and his name is Kenny.
Kenny?
Yeah. That's why I was making those Disney references earlier.
Well, yeah, that definitely makes sense. That's weird that he contacted you guys.
Well, the reason why he reached out to us is because he had such a great time going out with you, but he doesn't know why you've been ghosting him.
I'd rather, like, not get into it. I mean, it's going to hurt his feelings, you know, and I'm trying. That's really not the Disney way to be hurting other people's feelings.
Oh, that's
sweet.
That's
not
very
the Disney way. I mean, I thought, you know, my guess was maybe he was too into Disney for you. Like, he took it too far.
Oh, you think he's too Disney?
Oh, that's not the case for you?
You guys are kind of funny.
What? Kind of. What do you mean by that?
Look, you know what? If he's ready to hear it, you can tell him this.
Okay.
He is a Disney.
A what?
Hmm?
A Disney.
Disney with an F?
Yeah, Disney with an F.
What does that mean?
He's just a fake Disney fan. Like,
what?
Oh,
he's a fake.
Fake Disney
fan?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Why would you say that? He seems like a very serious Disney fan when we spoke to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe on like the surface. Like, he puts up a good front. Like, meeting him the first time, you can kind of get that sense. Like, you don't know him. Like, you had like one conversation with him, I'm assuming.
He's on a Disney fan website. He took you to the Disney store for a date. He sang a song from Mary Poppins. Yeah. My God.
Which
at
is
restaurant.
Like old school Disney.
Like,
that doesn't make a Disney fan.
What makes a Disney fan then? I am very confused.
I'm looking for someone who 100% knows the ins and outs of everything Disney and doesn't try to like skate away on like a few songs and like take me to the Disney store. Like, that's not what a hardcore, honest to God Disney fan is.
What?
Oh, wow.
What happened to make you think that he wasn't like a diehard?
So I told him the last time that I went to Disney, I got pixie dusted, and he had no clue what being pixie dusted was.
I don't either.
No.
Yeah, what does that mean? Pixie what?
Pixie dusted. You know how Tinkerbell has pixie dust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pixie dusted means you get something like for free, or you get like an upgrade, you know, like, so the last time I was at Disney parks, I was at one of the kiosks getting a Mickey Pop, and the cast member said, "This Mickey Pop is on us." And then when I brought it up, he knew nothing, like zero. Like, his face just washed over, like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Like, our faces.
I don't mean to laugh, but that seems so absurd.
It seems like, pretty intense.
Yeah, he didn't know what pixie dusted means.
That's just one thing. Like, you don't even understand, okay? He also was trying to convince me that the Avengers are Disney characters. Like, the Avengers are not honest to God.
Aren't they owned by Disney now?
Yeah.
Acquired. They were acquired by Disney.
Oh.
You can't put the Avengers on the same pedestal as Mickey and Minnie and Donald.
I just think you're missing out on maybe a good relationship because something that, I don't know, seems so trivial to me.
Honestly, like, I think the only reason he really wanted to go out with me is because he sees, like, I can dress up as Snow White, and he thinks I look really hot dressed up as Snow White.
Well, who? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. There's a lot of accusations being thrown around right now, and I think it's only fair to ask Kenny about them directly because I need to tell you he's been on the other line listening the whole time and wants to speak with you.
Hey.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's a small world after all, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Kenny?
There it is.
I cannot believe that it was because I didn't know about pixie dusting. Uh-oh. That's why you've blown me off.
Kenny, it's not just pixie dusted. It's the Avengers. It's the fact that you didn't realize that there were different castles at different Disney parks.
Like, wait, what?
Wait, hold on. What does that mean?
I thought they were all the same castle.
Me too.
Which they are not, first of all. Any hardcore Disney fan knows Sleeping Beauty's castle is at Disneyland, and Cinderella's castle is at Walt Disney World in Florida. Like, anybody knows that. Like,
Steph, I'm sorry. I got to interrupt. You've got to calm down.
Yeah.
This is why people can't say that they like anything, because if you don't know every single specific thing about a subject.
No, he is a Disney. He's fake Disney. He's Disney. There is no, you don't deem yourself a Disney fanatic and then come at me with not knowing the castle, talking about all the Marvel characters. Like, that's not how it works.
But Steph, isn't this behavior and the way that you're talking, isn't that not very Disney-like?
Uh-oh.
I think it's very snooty.
No.
That's like a cuss word in the Disney world.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you're acting like one of the evil stepsisters at this point.
Look, you all need to settle down and shut up because you pushed me. You wanted to know why I didn't want to call Kenny back. And I told you, he didn't even really know the words to a spoonful of sugar. He knew that. A spoonful of sugar.
Okay.
I don't even think it's fair for me at this point to ask them to go out on a second date. Maybe
you have to do it.
Maybe it's easier for me to just ask Steph to give back the Lilo doll.
Honestly, if he wants Lilo back, he can take it. Like,
okay.
Wow. It like, wasn't even a special edition Lilo doll, so he can.
Oh.
Okay. Get that anywhere.
Ew. Kenny. Okay. Oh. Well, Kenny, man, I'm so sorry that this has happened to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Like I said, we all start at different levels of fandom. You know, she might be more hardcore than me, but I'll get there.
Yeah.
You know, now I know what pixie dusting is.
All right. Well,
bring Disney, it down. Yeah, try again.
Just to make sure that you're not a Fizney, I'm going to play this song and you need to sing it word for word flawlessly. Here we go. Duh.
The sugar helps the medicine go down.
Boom! Fizney! Get off
the
show.
You put me on the spot. You put me on the spot. Yeah.
I'm kidding, Kenny. I love you.
Moving 92.5.